Parshas Bamidbar would seem to be an interesting parsha to perhaps accountants or people who like taking inventory. Lots of numbers, and introduces actually the Sefer Bamidbar, which is known as Chumash Epikudim, the Chumash of counting, numbers if you will. A lot of numbers going on over here. And it certainly raises questions. What is the point of it all? Specifically for now, we'll be talking about the question that Siva Shalom asks about what was really the point of counting Chai Yisrael and the way that they were counted in the Midbar. In other words, what's important for eternity? Because Torah is meant to be eternal. And why is it important for us to every year read about this counting and to take note of the fact that Chai Yisrael was counted individually and by Shvatim in the way they were? Furthermore, Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that from the order in which the Shvatim are counted, which is not the order in which they were born, for example, or the order of, like, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, in that typical order, but rather find God, for example, as a third Shevet, we can see that the counting is really based on and meant to prepare them for the Degolim. The Degolim were the formations that Klai Yisrael was arranged in the desert around the Mishkan, and the way in which they traveled around the Mishkan through the desert throughout the 40 years. And that's what this counting is associated with, this idea of the Golem. But if you take a look at the beginning of the parashah, he says, you see that this counting took place Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, that is the month of Iyar, and Bashan Hasheni is in the second year after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. That means a whole year after they left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim in Nisan. And the following year, in Tishrei, is when they were counted for the Degolim. And he asked, what is the reason for this? Why was there this delay in Degolim in arranging Klai Yisrael according to these Degolim, according to these flags and this formation? What couldn't have been done at the very beginning? Klai Yisrael was already very organized from the time they left Mitzrayim. They knew who they were. They knew the Shvatim they belonged to. They knew their families. And seemingly there was no reason why the Degolim should have waited an entire year. Well, Yaakov points out that the notion of the Degolim really has a certain danger to it. It has a divisive aspect to it. Because what is a Degol? A Degol is a banner, it's a flag, around which three Shvatim would rally around, if you will. And kind of maybe we can think about it as the potential of having the feeling of a team which has loyalty. You have loyalty to your team. There's a notion of team loyalty. But the notion of team loyalty comes at the expense of the other teams. Our team is better. Our team is number one. Our team is the one that counts. And we begin to look down or put down the other teams. And therefore, there's a concern that the Degolim would have that effect on Klai Yisrael, that each group would be somehow considered to be separate and would perceive itself as better or above, superior to the others. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited until they had a central focal point around which to gather and to unite that would pull them all together and make sure that instead of the Degolim being a reason to divide Klai Yisrael, it would be a reason to unite Klai Yisrael in a common cause. And that common cause was the Shechina, that common cause is the Mishkan. That only after they had the Mishkan with the Aron and the Shechina in the center, only then could they surround that center with the Golem and become like the spokes of a wheel, all drawing their energy from the hub and giving energy to the hub and becoming united around that hub. So Klai Yisrael had to wait until the time of the Mishkan. Nesivah Shalom says that the counting is important because the counting added up to 600,000. And the 600,000 number is not just a random number. We're told there were 600,000 root neshamos to Klai Yisrael. We're told there's 600,000 letters to the Torah, if you know how to count the letters of the Torah, because sometimes letters are combined and made up of several different letters. And therefore, each member of Klai Yisrael has a connection to a particular letter in the Torah. Not only that, but there's a Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is a four-letter name of Hashem, which four letters, we're told, has 12 ways of combining them and arranging them, and they each relate to one Shevet, and each way that those letters can be arranged has a particular relationship with a particular Shevet in Klai Yisrael. And the Rizal goes a step further and says that if you know all of the different ways that letters can be represented, interpreted, understood, such as gematria, the various forms of gematria, that's 600,000 ways of arranging and interpreting the letters of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And this is very significant because it's telling us that this is the identity of Klal Yisrael in its totality. The identity of Klal Yisrael in its totality is defined by the Torah that unites Klal Yisrael. The identity of the totality of Klal Yisrael is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, without this aspect of unity in Klal Yisrael, it's impossible for Klal Yisrael to really find itself and to find its shleimus, because there are mitzvot that we're all obligated in 613 mitzvot as a total Klal Yisrael, as a totality, but individually, we're not involved or obligated all of the mitzvot. But Klal Yisrael as a whole gets that shleimus, gets the totality of Jag mitzvot, gets that totality of 600,000 letters, gets that totality of what Torah is. And therefore, if a Jew identifies himself as part of Klal Yisrael, v'haftal l'reacha kamocha, and identifies himself as connected to Torah, then he can find his personal shleimus in the shleimus that is Klal Yisrael. And therefore, both of Yaakov and the Slonimer, the Nesiv Shalom, are both saying that this idea of the counting of Klal Yisrael after they had a Mishkan, the unity of Klal Yisrael through Torah, the new unity of Klal Yisrael through Hashem Hashem, is telling us that these are critical focal points that help define us and define our unity and define how it's possible for us to achieve the achdus that is so important to us. And so the Nesiv Shalom points out that it's no accident that Parshas Bamidbar is almost always read right before Shavuos. And this year was literally read right before Shavuos and Erev Shavuos. Read Parshas Bamidbar so we can prepare ourselves to Matan Torah. Ki ishecha b'lev echad. That only through unity is it possible for Klal Yisrael to have a relationship with Torah. And therefore here we're learning that the counting of Klal Yisrael as individuals, as families, as Shavatim, as members of the Golem, all was something that was based on that unity, the unity around the Mishkan, the unity around the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that we should be able to accept the Torah, receive the Torah, kish echad, b'lev echad.